something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh Lady Shades Wolf with us. He wears women's sunglasses now, but you can pull it off, though, man.
That is, it's not.
I know it's a visual, but you know.
Yeah, it's there. They look like kind of, I guess, Jackie O-ish.
That's total Jackie O glasses,
yeah,
right?
These are kind of. Here's the thing, you know, I everywhere else on my body is pretty boring,
right?
And so I
take your word for that.
Believe me, I've tried these on every other place on my body, and they only look good on my face. So, although, you know, I did take a picture once, the only picture of my junk I've ever sent my wife.
Oh, yeah?
I put sunglasses on them, and I tucked a cigarette under my nuts.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I just took the picture, and I lit the cigarette, and I was, like, thinking of you. But that is the only, that's the only, because I don't, I
feel like, that's a dressed-up dink pic.
Yeah, that's clever. Yeah.
Well, listen, I think you really got to give it a little personality.
Right.
Because if it's
sure.
not, it just looks like
it hangs there like chicken skin.
It
basically.
Looks like a tired aardvark.
Right.
You want it to have a little bit of personality.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, pizzazz.
If you were to look at a gallery
of
dick pics, it would be, there'd be a lot of sameness
if
to
there was a lineup of dick pics, I would want people to go, oh yeah, I know.
When you get those, Colleen, do you like that one better when you're dressed
yeah.
up? Or you
oh,
like
dressed
plain?
Up, it definitely turns me on.
Dressed up is better, right?
You know,
gives them a little personality.
You nailed it, Tyler. The pizzazz.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
I am.
Dink pic. Let's say dink pic for the radio purposes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
That's fine. I'm not the police here. But. So my problem with sunglasses, yeah. I got a big noggin, so I got when I find a pair, I wear them forever. You have a regular size head, so you can find cool glasses all the time. Why lady glasses? Although in L.A. you said they're just glasses.
Yeah, in L.A. nobody, yeah. because like I said, every other part of my body
it's
is
boring.
Really boring.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I've always stolen my wife's glasses.
Got it.
And every time I put them on.
Some glasses are unisex. The ones you got there aren't.
No.
Not at all.
These are not. No.
They're chick glasses.
Yeah. But for whatever reason, they seem to. If I put some other sunglasses on.
I like it. Plus, we got to get a picture real quick of Josh, and we'll share that.
These just happen to fit the face.
Right. And you say you have a dozen, 16 pair of women's sunglasses?
Is a dozen 16?
Yeah. Well, no. 12.
It is in the Midwest.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, did I?
There was a dash in there somewhere.
6 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
12 to 16.
I didn't hear the dash in your voice.
Yeah. No. The dash was implied.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're basically Elton John now. Because, I mean, you said those are the smallest.
Yeah.
And they're pretty big glasses.
Yeah. I also, I grew up, I'm the youngest of four boys.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you considered that aviation goggles?
Yeah.
Are they not girly enough?
No, they are. No, yeah,
that's dudes.
I grew up with three older brothers. So really when I started putting them on, what drove me to keep wearing them was my youngest son, every time I put them on, he was like, oh, I hate those.
Got
it. I was like, well, I'm wearing these.
Yeah, you wear.
Yes. And then my wife would
our
say the same thing.
Our job is to embarrass our kids. Right.
Once you evoke reaction.
The more you tell me you hate it, the more I gotta wear it. And then I just started to look in the mirror and be like, I actually don't mind these glasses. So then it was a great combination. When you told me you liked them, I was like, thank you. And when you told me you hated them, I was like, thank you again.
I like them because I know who you are and you can pull it off. But I just think that if you're walking through, like you said, unless you're in L.A., you're somewhere else. And not that we're all, you know, in the last century.
Oh,
but
people,
you know,
say things.
They say something, just look at you twice. Like, well, look at him. That kind of stuff. You know?
Both. And again, like,
you don't care.
No.
I know you don't.
Yeah, not even.
You have a little leopard, like a little boa around
your
neck.
I think boa
to
might
go with it.
Yeah.
But I'm picturing
in like a tiny little cigarette holder.
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody walking down the planes to sit, and you're already in the plane and looking over and seeing you with these big glasses on. Like
go,
that.
Oh, it's Carol Channing's bastard son.
That's another one. They're like Carol Channing glasses, too.
Yeah. I
you're lucky, Craig.
People don't, people generally don't talk to me when I have those on the plane.
That's a plus.
Yeah, well, it's another plus. Yeah. I mean, it's all pretty good. I have people wear these to my shows or bring them to my.
Oh, that bring, now? Okay, it's a big deal.
They bring me weird sunglasses.
So you're getting more than a dozen then?
Oh, yeah, I come home.
More than 16 every night, right? All right.
I can, yeah, more than 16.
It's okay, take a picture of them, and we'll put it on our social media.
I know 13's a baker's dozen. What's 16? Is a stoner's dozen?
A stoner's dozen.
Yeah, yeah, well, I had almost a stoner's dozen of cookies on the way over here.
But I was going to say, you flew in last night, so you're on the show with us today. You're at the Funny Bone all weekend, yep. funnybonomaha.com, tonight through Saturday, Josh Wolf. And you flew in last night with the edibles, right?
I took my last edible at the right time. If I had taken a little later, I'd be wearing these glasses right now.
The right time? What time did you fly direct from L.A.?
Yes.
Okay, so you hop on that plane what time last night, L.A. time?
I got on the plane at, we took off at 7. I probably took first edible around 6:30.
Okay, all right.
And then I took another one around, I think about it around 10 or 10:30, I think.
Got it, all right.
Just to kind of.
And you were landed by then?
10:30,
our time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so because I wanted to smooth right into the hotel room.
Yeah.
And then the remote control in the hotel room didn't work.
I hate that.
So, but then I was like, am I too high to have someone come up here and ask me a bunch of questions about...
Was it truly not working or was it
battery
edible impaired?
It's a really good question. Yeah. And so I want to tell you what I did, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, this is super embarrassing.
That's okay.
But I hit turn on the power button. And so I could get to that very first screen, but none of the other buttons worked. How do I know none of the other buttons worked? I pressed every button on the remote control.
That was it.
I pressed it from the bed. I pressed it from the side of the TV. I was so high, I pressed every button, every number, every guide, every exit from three different parts of the room. That remote control does not work. I'm just telling you right now, there's only one button on that remote that works, and it's the power button. All those other buttons are useless. I tried it from upside down, over on the side.
So it was an experiment, that point. Plus, you were really into it.
Oh, I was totally focused, boy. I was focused in. I was ready.
This is one of those, it has a hotel cable system, right? A menu will pop up, and then it goes to the regular channels, or you can go to on-demand
the menu
movies.
Never popped up. I think it was mostly local. It doesn't.
So you just said, hell with it, turned it on, went to bed, or did you call down?
Oh, no. I wasn't having somebody come up into the room.
Oh, you were just too paranoid for that?
Yeah, because then...
You're not doing anything illegal. You're just high in your own hotel room.
It wasn't paranoid. It was like, oh... Am I going to have to talk to somebody?
It's 1 a.m.
That's called paranoia.
Yeah, I was. No, it was more like, I don't know how stupid I'm going to sound.
Oh, yeah.
What if he just comes up and he's like, it's this blue button right here?
And then you might laugh for a while. It'd be funny.
Yeah, but then I started thinking, okay.
Did it work in the morning, though?
I didn't turn it on this morning.
See, I bet it works now.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
I guarantee it works now. And when you get back there today, your hotel, it will work.
I forgot. The one thing I wanted to do when I walked out was to tell them to fix the remote in my room. And I forgot.
Sure, there's nothing wrong with your remote.
But you know what would have happened? Here's what would have happened. They would have gone up. They would have said, nothing wrong with the remote. And I would have gone up and not been able to figure out the remote again.
Right.
I'm gonna have to call somebody. But here's the thing. I'm not good. Are you guys good at fixing stuff?
No. I can put batteries in a remote control.
Yeah, me too. But so do you get embarrassed sometimes? Ask because you're like, I know this is such a simple fix, but if I call somebody, you know what I mean? Like sometimes
I used to think that. But you know what? We talk about this. Maybe not. Is it paying people to do stuff keeps the economy going? And I pay people to do stuff.
I like it.
And my wife will say to me, well, you should do that. You're a dude. I said, I never did it.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of gender I am, that's just not something I do. But I know guys are professionals of this, and I will call them, and they will fix it.
Yeah, and we've been around long enough where we don't get embarrassed anymore.
Yeah.
If you ask a stupid question, I don't care.
I don't care if the answer
was obvious, as long as we got an answer.
Yeah, I don't care. That's it.
I'm with
that. Now,
the
remote control has gone up. That's different, though.
Says, oh, it's this button, you're a bonehead. Well, fine. Thank you. I'm a bonehead. I know that. Now the remote works. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's true, too. I wouldn't care either.
Yeah, I don't care if somebody points out the obvious.
The pointing out the obvious to me, I didn't care about until one day this dude came over to fix something at the house, handyman.
Okay.
And
handyman are great because they do it.
Comes over to fix. He fixes this thing in about 8 seconds.
Oh, no. What was it?
Okay.
We might laugh at this.
Oh, it's not going to be super. Okay.
8 seconds.
So we move into this new place, right. And it had some lights just in the ceiling.
Right, yeah.
And I had always been told by my old handyman, hey, one thing you should not mess around with is electrical stuff.
Right.
Electricity.
Oh, yeah.
Call somebody.
So you had the recessed lighting. Right. Set back into the ceiling.
It's flush against the ceiling, right? Yeah. Recessed?
Yeah, it's called
recessed lighting, right?
Okay. That sounds way fancier than that thing stuck in the ceiling.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and it had dropped out.
The whole thing just fell out.
It just fell out. Like, and it was hanging there by the wires.
Yeah.
And I look up and I wouldn't mess that either. My wife goes, you going to get up there and fix it? I go, he said so specifically, don't mess around.
And by the way, household accidents like the number one cause of death or something like that. It's crazy.
And,
you know?
And I was like, all I can picture myself is me going up there, pushing it in the ceiling and getting shot off this ladder by, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being shot off the ladder. And she said, that's not going to, I think you just got to push it back in. I go, you push it back in. She was like, this is so funny. She says that to me sometimes too. She's like, you're the man.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you didn't have a problem when I was washing dishes last night.
There you go.
I mean,
good line.
If we're going traditional roles.
Thank you.
I'm happy to go traditional, but.
Yeah.
You can't say you're the woman.
But I've got some laundry in my closet. You know what I'm saying? So while I'm fixing this light, I need the whites done. You know, let's go. So
that's a good point, though.
So
Collie doesn't think so, but it's a good point.
I'm just saying, that's I don't believe in it either. But if you're going to yell at me about traditional male female
roles,
thank you. Put the bandana on your head, get those shoes off, and let's get these floors sparkling. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Don't get on. I understand it. And by the way,
you're talking big now. Probably don't do this in front of your wife.
Never.
Though. No.
And I'm sure she's not up listening to this show, or else I would be like, she's the best. But she's right. Like, as far as traditional man roles,
right?
Hey, man, let me tell you something right now. That tire's flat. We're calling somebody.
Right.
We're on the side of the road. It's 3 a.m. I'd get in the car. It's going to get cold. Yeah, but I'm not fixing that.
Well, you can die too nowadays and that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So handyman, if you pay the handyman, they aren't going to be dicks about it. If you ask a friend to do something for you, they can be a dick. And I hate that.
This guy goes.
What'd he say?
He pushes it back in the ceiling. He just goes.
That was it.
He goes like this. He goes, well, I go, what's the problem? My wife was like, the light, electricity. I was like, I was told not to play with electricity.
Right.
He goes, yeah, that's right. He said, however, in this case, he just puts one index finger up and just goes, and pushes it in, and then just twists it to the right. He was like, you just needed to twist it to the right. He said, did you try it? And then he said, did you try it, Josh? And I was like, what?
What?
He knew who I was.
Oh, he likes your comedy.
Yeah, but this is why I got to learn how to do things.
Because
I don't mind being anonymous dickhole. Oh, sorry. But you know what I mean?
That's okay.
That's
okay.
I don't want to be that guy with a name. You know what I mean? He can tell a story about this loser. I was at his house.
I'm that guy all the time because, I mean, pretty much everybody that fixes my house figures out who I am and what I do. I mean, because we've been here a long time.
Right.
People know who we are. Happened the other day. The guy goes, hey, you sound like this guy said you sound like Tyler on Todd and Tyler. I said, because I'm Tyler. You know,
so, you should have said I'm not. I'm Todd.
Well, but he was actually doing something. something that I couldn't fix anyway. But I've had guys show up, like Service One guys, and it's $80 no matter what they do. They visit, it's $80. And I've had guys say, you know, I still got to charge you $80. I'm sorry, man, because it's something simple. I say, you know what? I called you. I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was pushing that light in $200?
Yeah, what was it? This is a handyman, not Service One. So,
well, he said, listen, I'm charging by the hour. Do you have anything else?
He said,
do you have anything else you want me to do? I'll stick around for the hour. Yeah. I was like, do you do dishes? He did not. He did not do dishes. He didn't do dishes.
Well, if we behave,
yeah, it's my job exactly. Thank you, Colleen.
And you have the same opportunity if you behave idiotically. And we have this form, and we will get on, and we will beat that handyman to the punch, and we will announce to the world what idiots we are before he has a chance to tell all his friends.
Exactly right.
And I have that too. Like, people know that I don't know how to. Maybe 4 years ago, we were
jack of all trades, master of none. Man, you know everything. You're not good at anything.
No, I'm a jack of one trade.
Yeah, stand up comedy.
Chat.
Yeah.
So maybe for like around New Year's, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was with my kids and my wife.
How many kids you got now?
I still got three.
How old are they now?
They're old. They're all old.
Yeah.
They're old.
They're teenagers now, right?
I'm young.
You have one that's older, right?
I have one in the Army.
Oh, that's right. You told us that.
Yeah.
And that was your first wife, right?
Yes. Yeah. Got it. That's a good memory, man.
I can't remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're sitting around and everyone's talking about that. We always like to talk about what we're going to do.
He's in the Army and you do this.
He's doing real jokes. He can twist in a life for sure. I don't know how to do that. But I said to them, I go, you know, because we all want to talk about things we want to. I always make them tell me one thing you're going to do next year that you think that you want to accomplish for yourself or how you want to get better as a person.
Got it.
Something that you've never been good at. So I said to everyone, went around, they said, what are you going to do this year? I said, well, you know what? I'm gonna start building stuff.
Okay.
Like shelves.
They all start laughing.
There was a pause, and everyone was like, ah! And I was like, what's so funny? They're like, there's no way that's happening. There was one time I built a bookshelf for my youngest son when he was like 8.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at that. Look at that thing. I'm not kidding. I put two books in it. And I didn't put them in the bottom shelf. I put them in the top shelf. And as soon as I put the second book in, it just all started to lean this way and bam, and fell flat. And I was like, oh, my God. No, none of it
so you
stuck
to wood shop. Then,
oh,
huh?
Come on. I don't. Can you change a tire?
Yeah, I did. I did for years because I drove a lot of crap when I was younger, and I had to change tires. But I won't do it now.
Can you change? How about the oil in the car?
No, I never. I could never do that, and I don't care.
Yeah, I could do that.
You can do that.
I don't care.
I don't know why, but I couldn't tell you where all my tire changing gear is. Probably underneath the truck.
I would guess that's where most people put it.
Yeah, I'll tell you how I change a tire. I call AAA.
Right. Yeah.
I've got the car.
Right. But I've had. I got some flats when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I have been in situations where, for a living, once I changed the oil on cars.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, you were a kid. It wasn't for a living.
Yeah. No, I did it for money.
Yeah, but that's not a living. A living means you're paying the bills.
Okay.
You live in your parents' house working the
And then I have changed a tire or two, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
AAA member since 1996.
Oh, congratulations.
So I am too.
I haven't changed the tire.
Do they send you guys a bumper sticker every year like they send me? That's
no,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. It says so on your car.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. If you had to build something right now, what would you say you could do the best? What would you with wood and nails and your hands? And obviously,
the last thing that my dad and I designed and built were just a bunch of simple shelves in a garage.
You could build a shelf, you think, right now?
Well, we rented
a single slab of wood.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's not a shelf.
You can use a cinder block and make a stereo case out of it.
Yeah, not just one piece of wood that you kind of prop up and you put things on. Like, build.
That's about all I could do.
I don't know.
Maybe, we have to put together a series.
You could put together an
IKEA. A pain in the ass.
But I really hate that.
The Furfer Lugen Martin?
Yeah, nothing. I hate worse than that.
How about a birdhouse?
Yeah. No, definitely not a house.
So, did you end up building anything last year? Did you build anything last year?
I started, and
did you prove them wrong?
No, they were right. I started. I did a lot of research on YouTube. A lot of research. If you looked at my YouTube searches, you're like, "This dude's handy."
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I was just getting high and watching people build stuff. Like, right, wow. Right. That guy's really good.
Now,
I should call him if I want something built.
Did you have the necessary tools? Did you buy them, rent them,
borrow
them? I
did. I went just like every other person who does what I do every year when they decide they're going to build things. I probably have 8 sets of tools.
Got it.
Because I'm like, I need new tools. That's the problem. The problem is I have old tools.
Right.
And now I need new tools. And so I got some great hammers, guys, if you want to come over and just swing them around for a little while.
All right.
I like that. We make it to Southern California every once in a while. We'll take you up on that.
Come swing a hammer in my house.
That sounds safe. Josh,
we'll eat some edibles first.
Funny Bone Omaha. Oh, definitely. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Put the hammers away, though. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.